$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose chains. All white like a Mustang. Niggas see me rolling and they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make a step, fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with your trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
We got a few topics to talk about today. I want to talk about the aftermath in Baltimore. We all know about all the riots that's been going on in Baltimore, Maryland. I also want to talk about the curfew being lifted and your thoughts about that, as well as the Mayweather fight. And then I want to talk about FemCs. The Sisters of Hip Hop is a show that's coming back on where it features a lot of women in the industry. And I just want to give a little spotlight to all the women in the industry and kind of talk about that show. So 347-857-4302, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to start talking.
Boring. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. show, we got 6 styles. Andy Bourne, real, we like them wild. We ain't choosing bitches, we like any style. Take a good bitch and make a bow down. Tell the twerk song. Damn, that's all you gonna do? Where your friend just go? I think you need to go get her and tell her to come back. Cause you ain't really on shit.
Different, something fly, something empowering, motivational, uplifting, and still hot? Then go to CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's right, CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Be fly without changing who you are. Stand alone, be different.
What up, it's your boy DJ Nathan's, man. Big shout out to the homie Abe, man. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's where you go to get all the hottest ish, man, for real. The t-shirts are crazy. Get them, cop them, match all your sneakers. Go get them right now. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Let's get it.
Every time I close my eyes,
Yes, we are back. 347-857-4302. It's your girl, Angel. We're going to just talk about a few things today. The first thing I want to hear from you guys is, what do you think about the aftermath in Baltimore? We all know there were several riots, several marches. You know, the city went from destroying itself to coming together and cleaning up. So what do you think is next for Baltimore? I want to hear from you, 347-857-4302. Before I take another break, I just want to say thank you to all those who peacefully protested, not only in Baltimore, but in other cities and other states. It's really amazing, and it touches my heart to see especially Black and white people come together for one cause. I know here in Baltimore the other night, there were neighborhoods that actually came out and stayed out past the curfew that didn't even have police presence in them. They just wanted to go out and make a statement that, you know, at the end of the day, there's still being discrimination against the different communities in Baltimore because of the difference between the white community and the Black community. I just want to hear your thoughts. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 347-857-4302, or you can post under the post. I have a caller. I'm going to see what this caller has to say. Hi, caller 2431. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Shakira, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, Shakira. How are you?
I'm fine, you?
I'm good. So what do you think is next for Baltimore?
Well, despite all the curfew is now over and everything has been dying down since the Holy Tide weekend, I think I have faith in Baltimore City itself that everything will go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think that they lifted the curfew? Because originally the curfew was supposed to be in effect for exactly 7 days. However, they lifted it yesterday. What are your thoughts on that? Why do you think that happened?
To be honest with you, I'm really not sure why that she lifted up the curfew.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know one thing for sure, that it still remains that everything still had died down. Nothing else worse happened.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I'm really glad that the city is making its progress of getting back to how it was.
Most definitely. I definitely agree. I think, in my opinion, the reason why the curfew was lifted was because really no one was listening, and you really just can't lock up and oppress the whole entire city. So I think they kind of just understood that we weren't going to break and we weren't going to give in. But thank you for calling in. I have some more great topics later, so stay tuned in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So shout out to that caller that called in. I want to hear from some more people. You don't necessarily have to be from Baltimore to call in. You can be from other states. You can call in and let us know if you were a part of any of the marches that represented the march in Baltimore. I know in New York they did some protesting and marching. So I'll give you a few minutes to think about that, and we'll listen to some music. It's Music Mondays. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Look.
Pockets looking shaky like these bummy bitches. Makeup is room service. Bitch, a game requested that it get waked up. See, all I see is paper like my secretary stapler. So if this was your job, then I'm thinking you're about to get a pay cut. This is my lane. So fuck
with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck it too sensitive, it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this.
And everything that I do is my first name. Cheese toast, chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me.
I just bought a crib, 3 stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text your ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals on mine, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You might be able to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the baby to murder it, my niggas put murder missions. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp and a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Asking if I rock with other niggas in the crew, but them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break you down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the content. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine bitch, don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L-it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you.
Looking for something different, something fly, something empowering, motivational, uplifting, and still hot? Then go to CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's right, CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Be fly without changing who you are. Stand alone, be different.
What up, it's your boy DJ Nathan's, man. Big shout out to the homie Abe, man. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's where you go to get all the hottest ish, man, for real. The t-shirts are crazy. Get them, cop them, match all your sneakers. Let's go get them right now. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Let's get it.
Yes, and we are back. It's Angel on Music Mondays, 347-857-4302. I'm going to take this caller before we continue. Hi, caller. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
What's good? This is Dad from Baltimore.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So,
you just DM'd everybody about the talking about what's next in Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah, I went out to one of the protests, and I've been at work all week, so I wasn't able to go, but I went out on Friday down City Hall, and I would like to say first that I never saw, like, people actually coming together like that in the city. Like, white people was out there for black people. They had signs in their hands that was for black people. I never... Mm-hmm. saw anything like that. I saw cops out there with signs that was saying that cops are wrong. So that changed my whole opinion about a lot of stuff. And I saw a lot of people out there too that just couldn't wait to get in front of the cameras. So I feel like, you know, it's a good positive thing that came from a negative situation. But I think when the cameras leave the town, that we're right back to square one, unless everybody stays positive and keeps on trying to change things and not just do it because it was hot for the moment and just because all of the spotlight was on Baltimore, because at the end of the day, everything go right back to regular once them cameras and everything leave the town.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. I think that's what my concern is. At the end of the day, I just feel like that the hate and the whole scenario starts within your home. So if they're not being taught, if the kids are not being taught what's right and what's wrong and about oppression, about civil rights and things of nature, we're all going to go right back to it. Because at the end of the day, a lot of those people, like you said, were in front of the cameras just to be in front of the camera. You know, I know personally that they have all kinds of meetings and all kinds of speak out events at different schools. And a lot of those people don't even attend, you know, but because there were cameras and they wanted to get in front of the camera, like you said, they were there. But I definitely appreciate you calling in. I want you to continue to listen because I got some more things to talk about. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to Instagram. Around the Way Girl 88 says, I wish I could call in, but in the meantime, as horrible as the situation was that led to all this, I honestly feel it brought Baltimore as a city together. So no, Baltimore won't be the same because there's more love for one another and more awareness as a community with support for one another, and prayer and justice will prevail. Thank you for that comment, Around the Way Girl. And then I also have another comment. This comment is from Admir Junior 10. He says, I'm with this response. I also think that the black people in Baltimore should quarantine their city and govern themselves if possible. That's a very, very interesting statement. I'm going to take the next caller and see what they have to say before we go on commercial. Hi, caller. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, Angel? It's Greg. I don't know the bottom of up.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And I got a few things I wanted to say about the situation.
Okay.
First off, do I think it will be the same? In a way I do, but in a way I don't. And the reason I say that is because since this protest has been going on, we still had 13 murders. So I feel like if we all came together, especially us as black folks came together, it shouldn't have been any killings going around. Especially after what just happened to one of, you know, our others. So with that being said, I think it still won't be the same. A lot of people, me and my organization went down there to help clean up. And it was, to me, it was just a lot of folks wanting to be seen, wanting to be leaders, wanting to do this, wanting to do that. But like I said, like I was talking to my brother about, it'd be a lot of good stuff that's going on around town. And let's use our organization for example. You don't have too many people. You have a lot of. We have a lot of support, but it still can be a whole. It can be a whole lot more people to support that really don't support it. But when this matter came up, you got this CNN and Channel 13. Everybody wants to be leaders. Everybody wants to be on TV. And when the situation ends, it'll be right back to the same thing. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, Kirk Street was over. Now you see all these parties, man, promoting it or whatever the case may be. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, it's going to change, but in a way, it's not going to change. You know, right now, it was history being in the making, so a lot of people can sit here and say that they was a part of history. I was on CNN. Go check me out, yo. I was just on there, see what you think. And then after that, it's going to be right back to clubbing and fighting if somebody bumped me and all that type of stuff. So to me, I think it's still really going to be the same because we're still getting killed. You know what I mean? It's still people out here. And at the end of the day, we just went through a whole riot.
Absolutely.
So my opinion is, to me, I think it's still going to be the same.
I definitely agree because this is my thing. You know, I'm all for the protesting peacefully and the posters and things of that nature. But what's going to happen after, you know, a couple of months when we get into our normality of things? Are those same leaders going to go into the schools and volunteer, especially in the inner city where a lot of those kids don't have father figures? Are these same leaders going to give to the homeless and, you know, go to the shelters where there's children who need assistance? That is what I want to know. You know, until I see those things, then I'm going to believe that we have changed. But until then, I'm right there with a lot of you guys. I think a lot of that was for the show. A lot of people wanted their little few minutes of fame on Instagram, you know, to add some more followers to feel like that they're doing something. So I definitely agree. And I thank you for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. So we're going to take a commercial break while I check on social media. The 347-857-4302. Call in, comment, post something that you want to comment on a caller, you know, just call in.
That's the shit I'm talking about, though. Like, you changed up. You don't even fucking link nobody no more. You just bash me away like a catty. Yo, you cheese me, dog.
Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. And car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should have been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Thank you.
for a show, we got 6,000. Andy born real, we like him wild. We ain't choosing bitches, we like any style. Take a good bitch and make a bad no, down. Right. Tell the twerk song. Damn, that's all you gon' do? Where your friend just go? I think you need to go get her and tell her to come back. Cause you ain't really on shit.
So. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story.
Something different, something fly, something empowering, motivational, uplifting, and still hot? Then go to CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's right, CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Be fly without changing who you are. Stand alone, be different.
What up, it's your boy DJ Nathan's, man. Big shout out to the homie Abe, man. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's where you go to get all the hottest ish, man, for real. The t-shirts are crazy. Get them, cop them, match all your sneakers. Go get them right now. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Let's get it.
Yes, and we are back. You're listening to Music Mondays, 347-857-4302. We're talking about the aftermath in Baltimore, and if we think that there really has been a change, or will we go back to our normal ways, give us a call, 347-857-4302. Going to take a caller. Caller, let us know who you are, where you're calling from. Hello? Hello? Okay. Well, maybe they're just listening in. Hello?
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden, took a little dip. Apple juice falling from her lips, took a little sip, boom. Little sip.
Ayo, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where niggas hold text like they mad at the ref. That's why I keep a cross on my chest, either that or a vest. Do you believe that Eve had Adam in check? And if so, you gotta expect to sip juice from the forbidden fruit and get loose. Cold as a king, most definite. My little black book thicker than the Old Testament. Niggas pay for head, but the pussy so separate. Same bitch giving brains to the minister. The same reason they call Mr. C the finisher. Forbidden fruit, watch for the Adam's apple. Slick with words, don't hate me, son. What you eat don't make me shit, and who you fuck don't make me come. Put a price on my head, won't make me run. Try to kill me, but it can't be done, cause my words gon' live forever. You put two and two together, cold here forever.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden, took a little dip. Apple juice falling from my lips, took a little sip. Boom. Bitches coming, go.
You know that.
Money coming, go.
You know that.
Love coming, go.
Don't shit last.
Bitches coming, go.
You know that.
Money coming, go.
You know that.
Love coming, go.
Don't shit. Take a seat, baby girl, you've been all on my mind. I know I ain't called, got a part of my grind. Just copped a Maroon 5, no Adam Levine. Came a man by myself, only father was time. I know that she relate, baby daddy ain't shit. So she raised that nigga kids, but she swallowing mine. And that's why you all on my mind. All on my line, like calling number nine. Cause the nigga popping like Harlem in the 9-7. Way before Mace was a reverend. I was a young nigga making A's at 11 or 12. Trying to get a taste of the heaven or hell. Only time gonna tell. Fuck her while I'm on my home, baby, don't yell. How many records do a nigga gotta sell just to get the cover of the double XL? A fader. Fuck your magazine hater. When I say that I'm the greatest, I ain't talking about later. I'ma drop the album same day as Kanye, just to show the boys a man now like Wanye. And I don't mean no disrespect, I praise legends, but this was next. The boy sick, can't disaffect. Life's a bitch and the pussy's wet. My clip is loaded and this is the kisser. Death, blab.
Yeah, my bitch took a little trip down to the garden. Took a little dip, oh no. Apple juice falling from my lips. Took a little sip, oh. Bitches coming, go.
You know that.
Money coming, go.
You know that.
Love coming, go.
Don't shit last.
Bitches coming, go.
You know that.
Money coming, go.
You know that.
Love coming, go.
Don't shit last. Don't shit last. And you know that. The hell got hot, didn't melt. Only man above me is God himself. All these other niggas is below me. Word to Fife, Q-Tip, Ali and Jerobi. What up, Queens? Cold as a king, and you know that. Started with a dollar and a dream, and you know that. Never give a bird but your ring, you should know that. Bitch.
Bitch.
That should be my new ad-lib.
Bitch.
I got a new one. I finally got a cool ad-lib. Nice and cool.
Bitch.
I'll be at all the shows, everybody be like,
bitch. Bitch, bitch.
Oh, you can do the low cool shit.
Bitch.
Yo, 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 pull over right here, dog. Yeah, pull over right here. To the right, pull over, pull over, pull over, pull over. Alright, look, look, park right here, I'ma be out. It'll be like 30 minutes top. It'll be like 30 minutes. I'll be right back out. Alright, cool.
Let me hear you say hey, Miss Carter. Say hey. Miss Carter. Give me some.
See me up in the club with 50-11 girls. Posted in the back, got my thing in my grill. Brooklyn brim with my eyes sitting low. Every boy in here with me got that smoke. Every girl in here gotta look me up and down. Instagram cake by the pound. Circulate the image every time I come around. G's up, tell me how I'm looking, babe.
What is up for you? Just walk my way.
Tell me how it's looking, babe. Tell me how it's looking, babe.
I do this all for you, baby. Just take aim.
Tell me how it's looking, babe.
Drive around at the partition, please.
Yes, we are back. 347-857-4302. Call in, give your opinion. If you can't call in because you're vibing with me at work, you can leave a message under the post or the DM. So the question is, now that the riot is over, now that the curfew is ceased, will we go back to normal, or has there really been a change in Baltimore City? 1100 TJ says, it might go back to normal only if they get convicted, but the black community are tired of getting harassed by them for no apparent reason. I don't condone in what they did. I'm just saying we want justice. Absolutely. I definitely agree. 347-857-4302. Shout out to the B. Getty Institution because they gave a lot of non-perishable items and Pampers and things to a young lady whose home got burnt down due to the protest. What did you guys thoughts on that? What about the businesses where black people worked that depended on these jobs to take care of their families now are jobless? What about the homes that were affected due to the burning of buildings beside them? What do you guys think about that? 347-857-4302. I'm sure some of you guys are going to say it was casualties of war. However, what happens to them now? That's my question. You know I'm going to always stare the pot a little bit. So why don't you guys think about that and give me a call. I'm going to play a little bit of music because you know that's what we do on Music Mondays. So vibe out. Click the link in the bio. Call in 347-857-4302. We're going to go with some Bobby Brown. Be right back. Yes, and we are back. 347-857-4302. What's next for Baltimore? I'm going to take it to Instagram now. IMP Beat says, nah, it's not. Young people are staying strong and using their minds. A lot of people generally want good things, are not afraid to show it anymore. This is what we've been waiting for. We don't need back to normal. We need what we have. I definitely agree with you. As long as the positivity and the increase for change continues, and these younger people, and what I mean by young people, I'm not referring to the 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds. I'm referring to the misguided 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15, 16-year-olds, you know, even the younger ones that are 10, 9, 8 that really need direction. As long as they're getting taught how to properly express themselves and how to properly and peacefully ask for change, then I don't have a problem with it. My issue is these same brothers and sisters who are marching, will you now go into the inner city and show your love to these children who don't really understand hate because they barely can understand their own emotions? 347-857-4302. So what's next, Baltimore? Where do we go from here? There are homes that were burnt. Their families that have lost their jobs. Where's the justice in that? You know, now you have a lot of financial issues that are going on here in Baltimore. We've lost a lot. I just want to hear from you guys. 347-857-4302. Again, if you can't call in, you can comment under the post that I've been posting. And I also want to go to one more post before we take another break. I asked 100TJ, I said, what about the homes that burnt down as a result and the black people who were jobless? Where is their justice now? He says, yeah, I do really feel sorry for those people because they really had nothing to do with it. Thank you. A peaceful person who is clearly using their head, you know. So I just want to give a shout out to everyone who has been there and been out positively protesting and has been there in the community before the riot and who will continue to be in the community after the riot, because those are the people who constitute change. Going to give you guys a few minutes to think about that. We'll be back.
Here we go, where the zoom starts to loop with the best friends. Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, if this is okay, the great switch to move your feet.
Trojan man. when you're riding. So let's kick the chorus, please, if you like it.
Here we go, where the tunes on the room with a back, back, back. Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, if it's this out, yeah, the great way to move your booty.
Light as a rock, a simile because of the usage of the word as. And now, directly from the planet of Brooklyn, MC Light as a rock.
Must I say it again? I said it before. Move out the way when I'm coming through the door. Me, heavy, as light as a rock. Guys watch, even some of the girls pop. Step back, it ain't that type of party. No reply if you ain't somebody. Get out my face, don't want to hear no more. If you hate rejection, don't try to score. First base, you ain't got what it takes. Your smile, your wink, your big face play. You're so pathetic, you make my stomach turn. You beg, you borrow, now you have to learn. I am the light. A rock, or I could say a boulder, rolling down your neck, pounding on your shoulders. Never shall I be an MC called a wannabe. I am the light, L-Y-T. This is the way it is, don't ever forget. Hear the rhyme, someone else, and you know they've been all in the way, just little obstacles. Chew them up, spit them out, just like popsicles. Brothers out of my way, we're not on the same wavelength. I show stability, potential, and strength. On the other hand, you are weak and unruly. Can never be a spot, you're just a plain stupid. I am the light. I'm a slave to the rhythm. Death rhymes on the microphone is what I'm giving. Yes, I am a rock and you are just a pebble. Milk, turn up the bass and rock are just a level. Cause a rap can paint 1,000 words and I can paint 1,000,000. Wait, light is capable of painting up 1,000,000,000 raps. And when I say it, this is what I mean. 4002 and a alliance on the scene. And I like to say what's up to my producer, King of Chill. Party people, are you ready? Jam if you will. Never underestimate Light DMC. I am a rapper who is here to make things the way they're meant to be. The word ultimate, I'm here to take the title. But I had a little trouble, hard with my rubber. But I got rid of those who tried to rock me. Light is here, no one can stop me. I am the light. We also have hip-hoppers that follow. By the tone of my voice, you can tell I am a scholar. I'm also the leader of the hip-hop followers.
I say that I can't be stopped, cause yo, I am as light as rock.
Yes, and we are back. 347-857-4302. I had to give you a little bit of MC Light because we're going to go into briefly our next topic before we get out of here. Sisters of Hip Hop Season 2. For those who do not know what that is, it has the girl Diamond from Cry Mob on there and a whole bunch of dope sisters. So my question is, do you think that avenues like this show make it easier for consumers to respect different types of females in the industry, whereas they're lesbians or they're bisexuals or straight? That's what I want to know. 347-857-4302. I'm going to take this caller really quick. Caller, let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
How you doing? This is my man Conway. I'm calling from
Hi,
Baltimore.
How are you?
What's going
Hi,
on?
Hi, did you want to? I'm good. Did you want to comment on the topic today?
Yeah, see, I was trying to call in for the other topic about the riot situation.
You can still talk about that. That's fine.
Well, yeah, I was my whole thing about that, it was, I think people not understanding the whole bigger picture of the people who actually lost their jobs, and then
mm-hmm.
some of the things that they were, most of the people that were out there rising, and things like
mm-hmm.
that, they not even caring about not going to school. They not caring about
mm-hmm.
no one else. They just opportunists. You
Absolutely.
Know, like, and that just killed my whole spirit this week, over the last week, because nothing that was done out here showed you wanted peace for Freddie Gray and the other people that were actually hurt by police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, only thing I hope come from this, that Baltimore keep that drive, and the kids who've been lazy, sitting in the house or standing on the corner, go out
mm-hmm.
there and put in the application, or go on the computer, put in the application, instead of looking up
Absolutely.
Young moves or young school or whatever, little school, whatever the name is.
Absolutely.
And they keep that drive and, you know, go to the school. You can't say that you're not passing school if you don't go. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
don't understand, if a school's not getting 65% of the attendance, they're not going to
mm-hmm.
get the funding anyway. Your schools
exactly.
are closing due to the fact that no one's there. If there's 4,000 people that's supposed to be enrolled in that school from 9th to 12th,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
only 150 people gone, and then
mm-hmm.
you get out of nowhere, they get their act together in the 10th, and only 2,000 people graduate, you're not going to
mm-hmm.
get a funding. And then I want a lot of people to stop thinking that it's only in black schools, because
mm-hmm.
out in Parkville,
mm-hmm.
they don't have the same schooling books as Edgewood schools do. And
and
it's not the same, because when they have that assessment, they have an assessment every year. And if
mm-hmm.
your school students aren't hitting on that level,
mm-hmm.
then you're not going to get that book that hits that level. And then that's when we got to put it on the parents. If the parents not going to go out here, like I know, like at my son's school, his school, 45% of the kids, and he's in elementary, go to school. Why is that? And that's due to the fact you got parents out here today that's lazy. Or I wake up on Monday, I don't feel like taking my son to school because I just had fun myself the weekend.
Yes.
What's going on?
You know, a lot of people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. Let me tell you, I'm a former Baltimore City public school teacher, and I've taught elementary school kids, and I've also taught middle school kids. The thing that gets me is a lot of people don't understand that I have children of my own, and they go to a charter school. Schools in the city are getting shut down each quarter, and is exactly the reason that you're saying. It's not that the only reason is not about the funding, is because the schools are not being filled the proper way. So once these schools aren't being filled and the parents aren't going to these parent-teacher conferences, they aren't going to these city hall meetings, they're not going and they're not expressing that they want better, they're shutting the schools down. So then what happens?
Exactly.
The other neighborhood schools get overcrowded and then all these other underlying issues happen. You know, and then the same thing with the charter schools. You have to get your child in there by miraculous numbers. It's not based on grades. It's not based on zoning. It's just by the luck of the Irish. You know, at the end of the day, those are the issues that we should be talking about. You know, not going out, burning buildings and wanting to, you know, fight on people. Because at the end of the day, that is the history of Baltimore, the school system. You know, back in the day, people don't know, we had one of the first African-American schools in history built right here in Baltimore. People don't understand that. Pennsylvania Avenue was a historical place back in history.
And that's where we fail to realize. And see, I'm not even from Baltimore, but I've been here long enough to understand the history behind Baltimore. And if you're not going to fulfill the history behind Baltimore, don't go out here and say that you're riding because you're frustrated because of the school system. Don't say you're riding because you're frustrated because of police brutality. Most of the, like, we don't riot for the people who get killed every day. Why don't we just start, you know what I mean, protesting for that person who you know did the murder, but you don't want to say something. You know, like, until we, hopefully, that's why I hope that, you know, this drill light, because I never seen this much passion, even though it was stupid, behind, but most of them were opportunists. Like, they didn't couldn't get over West, so they broke into Church Square and Monument Street. Like, you burned down...
Absolutely.
You burned down downtown Locker Room, who actually puts a lot of his money into the city. Those book bags and things like that come from him. I don't care if he's sponsored or not. If he get a sponsor from the people, or it's still his money. Like, you're not, you got to think about, like, who, all them 200 people who not going to be able to work at the Oreo game, because they made all the home games right now away games. You know, people are hurting out here. How you doing? Come on, bro. People are hurting out here. So it's like, no one thought about the bigger picture at the end of the day. Only thing they thought about was getting fresh for the summer and getting high. Because you taking prescriptions for what? You're not going to sell them. And then the ones that you sell, you're going to get high anyway.
Exactly.
So, but you never thought about the old person behind the CVS who has that prescription in there. And the crazy thing is, my mother, before she passed, had her prescription at that CVS on that corner, and she died from cancer. So how are you doing? I was supposed to feel like back in my day, we thought about the I'm not going to say I'm a saint. And that's why when people was running around like, oh, they used the word thug and we not thugs. When you act like something, that's what you get. Oh, they say, when College Park rioted and things like this because they won a game, they weren't called thugs. You're right. I understand that. But at the same time, you can't let a word dictate you, because we can run around and call each other the N word, and I could change my Facebook name to Conway Thugged Out, and don't want nobody to say nothing about that lady.
Absolutely.
But when someone else calls us that hyphen, who we don't respect, then it's a problem, and that's our problem. We don't respect and I'm gonna blame the police too, because when they closed the pound centers down in Baltimore, it's because the commissioner told them, he felt that the police weren't not a counselor, not your friend, and things like that. But that's when the neighborhood went down, due to the fact no one could trust that officer. But no one could trust him because he didn't have he couldn't adapt to that neighborhood. He didn't have a rapport with the neighborhood. But some people were born that way, not to have that rapport with the neighborhood. But man, that's all I wanted to say today, man. We got.
Let me tell you, brother, people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. You know, they just want everybody to conform and just, you know, go with the norm and say that everything happened the way it was supposed to happen. You know, a lot of people didn't think about the bigger picture. And I really do appreciate you calling in and stating opinions, because a lot of people are afraid to state those opinions because they're scared that someone's going to rebuff them or, you know, rebuke what they're saying.
They told me I was an old town because I didn't fight for the right. Like, I'm not going to go out there and fight for one thing and not mean for everyone else. You know, like, we happy that they got convicted. Yeah. But now you got to think about how it's going to go later on. So if it don't go your way later on, you're going to ride again. No, you're supposed to keep it moving, keep building and keep protesting. No more riots, just protest. Everything peaceful comes for a reason. When they see that we can protest as human beings and not as an animal that they want to call us, then they will start respecting us. But
they'll start respecting us when we put our own money back into our community. They'll start respecting us when the brothers start being fathers and start volunteering at these schools where these little boys don't have fathers. That's when respecting us. They'll start respecting us when more women will go out here instead of shaking their behinds for Instagram, going out being big sisters to little sisters who need a mother figure in their life. That's when they'll start respecting us. I definitely appreciate you, brother. I'm going to let you go. It's another caller online, okay?
All right. You have a good one.
You as well. Caller 5007. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from.
This is Megan Boots. I'm in Chicago.
Hey, Megan Boots. Are you listening to your song, Getting Spin, Girl?
Yeah, I'm trying to listen to it. I got the message late.
Oh, okay. I'm going to play it a couple more times so I get out of here. Have you been tuned in to what's been going on here in Baltimore?
Yeah, I've been looking at it, too. And I've seen, I understand how, like, from both sides of you, I'm the type of person, I look at stuff on two sides of you. I mean, two sides of the picture, you know what I'm saying? And I see why the kids got mad. It was mostly kids out there. I was watching it at my work, and it was like they had on school uniforms. So it was mostly kids out there, and I understand they wanted to go crazy and get mad and rebel. It was something for them to do because the police killed that guy. It's probably somebody that the hood loves. You know what I'm saying? But it was wrong for them to go in there looting. Everybody at my job stopped what we was doing just to watch TV. Like, dang, they just broke in another liquor store. Dang, why I couldn't be there? Know what I'm saying?
Man, listen to what you just said. They broke into a liquor store. What do children need to break into a liquor store for? That's why I just don't understand. You know, why didn't they bust up the police station? Like, I just don't understand the common sense in it. But let me let you go, Mama, because I'm going to play a song before I get out of here, okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling in. So we're going to take a quick break because I want to vibe y'all out real quick before we go. I just really appreciate everyone that called in and was voicing their opinions. I didn't get a chance to talk about the Sisters of Hip Hop. I will talk about that Thursday on my other show. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Knock you down the mother.
bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story.
Boring bitch smell like those. Straight hoes, we dice those. On the way skinny like micros. But I ass fat like I had a nose. He test me, but I'm fooling. Me and Boots be booling. With some bad bitch study ad lib. Like, yeah, love y'all music. He like, yeah, love y'all booty. Twerk song, shorty up and down. Hits pole, but don't hit the ground. Me and B's rolling up the loud. We looking for a show, we got 6,000. Andy born real, we like them wild. We ain't choosing bitches, we like any style. Take a good bitch and make a bow down. Tell the twerk song. Damn, that's all you gon' do? Where your friend just go? I think you need to go get her and tell her to come back. Cause you ain't really on shit.
These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story. These bitches are boring. Bitches be normal. These bitches are boring. I got one hell of a story.
Something different, something fly, something empowering, motivational, uplifting, and still hot? Then go to CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's right, CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Be fly without changing who you are. Stand alone, be different.
What up, it's your boy DJ Nathan's, man. Big shout out to the homie Abe, man. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. That's where you go to get all the hottest ish, man, for real. The t-shirts are crazy. Get them, cop them, match all your sneakers. Go get them right now. CollectiveThoughtsApparel.com. Let's get it.
And we are back. Before we get out of here, I just have one more post that I would like to read. This is from Assessmatize on IG. She says, good afternoon, beautiful. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of the discussion. Baltimore will never go back to normal as we bust normal last Monday. We are forever changed by the events of last week, and I believe for the better. We stood as a community. Blacks, white, Asians, Hispanics, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, gang members, and police officers to let the world know that we will no longer accept the injustices that have been forced upon us by all forms of government. And we will redefine, take back, and lead our communities to greater. Good luck with your show, beautiful. Definitely shout out to you, Ms. Assessmatize. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. As always, I just love the feedback. I love how you guys give your opinions and you call in, and I just love your support. Tune in next week. I'll have some guests come on. I'll have more topics, more music. And I'm out. If you want to send your music to me or inquire about an interview, my email is appromotions2012@gmail.com. If you're just tuning in, don't worry. You can go back onto the website and click the link and listen to me all day long. And like I said, bring back Baltimore's history. And if you don't know, now you have gotten familiar. It's your girl Angel, and I'm out.
The williest, what? Bitches be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silliest. room 112 where the players dwell. It's Sass for Cass and Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony, Tony, Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni. She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me. Try to style, sliding off with a homie. Escada, Don Gata, player, face splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.